Remember? Grandfather told us to be sure to write our names and the date in this book. Here's an empty page. Henry took out a pen and wrote his name and address and the date. Then he gave the pen to Jesse. Each one wrote his name on the page. After that, Violet turned back to read the first pages of the book. There were many rows of names.
"Here's the storeman's name, Thomas Nelson," cried Benny. "Why should he come up here?"
"Maybe he comes to hunt," answered Henry.
"But he lives in the woods now," said Benny. "He wouldn't have to come to the cabin to hunt."
Henry said, "It is strange, Benny, that he should bring his family. I guess this must be his wife, Barbara Nelson. And here's Pugsy Nelson. That must be a little boy."
"Maybe it's a little girl," said Jesse.
"I don't think it could be a girl," said Henry. "They wouldn't call a girl Pugsy, even as a nickname. But why should he bring his family with him anyway?"
"Oh, let's sit on the window seat and look through this book,"
said Jessie, taking off her thick jacket.
"I'd like to see who else we'll find. We've got lots of time."
They took off their coats, and all four sat down on the window seat. Henry turned the pages as they read off the names.
"Here's Mr. Robert Robbins. He's one of Grandfather's friends," Henry said. He turned another page. "Oh, look! Here's the Nelson family again," said Benny. "Now, why do you suppose they came twice?"
asked Violet.
"It couldn't be to hunt."
"Ah," said Benny, trying to be funny.
"A mystery. Jesse said we always have a mystery."
"No, Ben," Jesse laughed. "I didn't say a mystery. I said an adventure."
"Well, you were right, weren't you?" asked Benny. "Isn't this an adventure?"
Henry said, "I'd call this a mystery myself. Look." He pointed to an earlier page. There was the Nelson family a third time.
"Now, everyone listen," said Jesse. "We don't need any groceries, but let's go down to the Nelson store and just look around. What do you say?"
"Good,"
said Violet and Henry together.
Benny said, "I agree, but wouldn't it be a good idea to eat lunch first?"
Henry shut the book and got up.
"I told you, Ben, you'd be the first to be hungry. But I don't blame you. I'm hungry myself after that climb. When's lunch?"
Jesse and Violet were already in the kitchen, which was only the other end of the room.
"Let's have sandwiches," said Benny. "They don't take long. For supper, we can cook things and have a fire in the fireplace."
"A good idea."